In the same way, an electrically charged body creates a field, called the electromagnetic field, that exerts electric and magnetic forces on other charged bodies. When an electrically charged body is suddenly moved, the electromagnetic field is at first charged only near that body, and the changes in this field then propagate at the speed of light. In fact, in this case, the changes in the electromagnetic field are what we know as light, though it is often light whose wavelength is so low or high that it is not visible to us. In the context of pre-quantum physics, Einstein's special theory of relativity fit in well with a dualistic view of nature. There are particles, like the electrons, protons, and neutrons in ordinary atoms, and there are fields, like the gravitational or the electromagnetic field. The advent of quantum mechanics led to a much more unified view. Quantum mechanically, the energy and momentum of a field like the electromagnetic field comes in bundles known as photons that behave exactly like particles, though like particles that happen to have no mass. Similarly, the energy and momentum in the gravitational field comes in bundles called gravitons that also behave like particles of zero mass. In a large-scale field of force like the Sun's gravitational field, we do not notice individual gravitons, essentially because there are so many of them. In 1929, Werner Heisenberg and Wolfgang Pauli, building on earlier work of Max Born, Heisenberg, Pascal Jordan, and Eugene Wigner, explained in a pair of papers how massive particles like the electron could also be understood as bundles of energy and momenta in different sorts of fields, such as the electron field. Just as the electromagnetic force between two electrons is due in quantum mechanics to the exchange of photons, the force between photons and electrons is due to the exchange of electrons. The distinction between matter and force largely disappears. Any particle can play the role of a test body on which forces act, and by its exchange can produce other forces. Today it is generally accepted that the only way to combine the principles of special relativity and quantum mechanics is through the quantum theory of fields, or something like it. This is precisely the sort of logical rigidity that gives a really fundamental theory its beauty. Quantum mechanics and special relativity are nearly incompatible, and their reconciliation in quantum field theory imposes powerful restrictions on the ways that particles can interact with one another. All the symmetries mentioned so far only limit the kinds of force and matter that a theory may contain. They do not in themselves require the existence of any particular type of matter or force.